This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Your best team is not Rafael Devers at third base. It's not. Your best team is him DHing full-time, Bregman at third, Cassis at first, make some other roster moves if you want to, figure out the Yoshida problem, quote-unquote, but that's your best team. And I think most of us, I know you and I agree on this, Mego, most of us feel that way.
This is such a better position as a team for you to be in than you've been in the last couple years. The last couple years, it would be like, who's shortstop today?
Right.
Now you're like, oh, this is kind of tough. We might have to move on from Yoshida and that eat that contract, and nobody really wants him if we trade him. So that's unfortunate, but it's better to have too many good players and have to ship somebody out for a little bit of a loss than try to plug and play. And I just think this is a really bad look from Rafi. Like, this is a really bad look. You've had the opportunity to be the guy in the face of this franchise for the last several years. After Bogaerts left, everybody was begging you to be that guy. And now that Bregman's come in and he seems to want to take that role and everybody knows he's a better third baseman, you don't want to move to DH?
No. Nope. No. He was told he was going to be at third base for a while.
Okay, although, well, plans changed.
Okay, ready? Here's what Cora just said 30 seconds ago. Asked about Devers being told he'd be at third base for a long time when he signed his extension. Cora, different leadership. That was under Heim. He's in St. Louis now.
Wow. Oh, no.
No. 30 seconds ago, Cora to Jen McCaffrey, among others, down in Fort Myers. Different leadership. That was under Heim. He's in St. Louis now.
He hit him with the, that was a promise made by somebody who isn't here anymore.
Hit him with
Your
the
daddy
Heim.
Ain't here anymore.
He literally hit him with the Heim is what he did.
Jeez.
So, wow. Okay. Interesting. Well, this is a nice, juicy Red Sox story. We said a couple of days ago, are the Red Sox back? Now they are. Scandal at spring training? Now the Red Sox are back. These are the Red Sox of my childhood. This means the Red Sox are officially back. Talent's in here. They don't like each other. There's infighting. Nothing's ever right. Now I'm starting to think the Red Sox really are back, Mego. It's great.
This is rough. This is because I think to most people on the outside, and I'd say that everyone except for Devers, it's so obvious that Bregman is the choice at third base. And it's annoying that you would look at it and say, well, Devers has been here for several years and he's the homegrown talent. So bend over backwards for him and move Bregman over to second base and he'll be good at second base. So what's the problem? Mm-hmm. The problem is it's not the best guy at third base.
Nope.
And that's what the position should be. And not only that, but it's a huge difference between Devers and Bregman. Like, I can go through the defensive run save, but it's like the difference of 15 runs over last season on average.
I have them off the top of my head. Devers was a -9 defensive run saves. Bregman was +6. So it's a gap of 15. Plus is good. Minus is bad. Text line asks, how many errors did Devers put up last year?
I think it was 14.
I was going to say, I want to say it was like 12 14, something like that. It led the American League like it has every year. Every year in his big league career, he's led the American League in errors at third base.
And they don't even count stuff that should be errors.
True.
they're kind about some of those errors.
Okay, so go ask Heim. He's the one who promised that to you. It wasn't me. Ouch. On top of Devers adamantly saying he's a third baseman, won't go to DH, not shooting down the idea of a trade. Dubs is all hot and bothered about this in the Twitch chat. And he makes a good point. Two of them, actually. Number one, the best Red Sox team is not by trading, I'll say arguably, but he said their best hitter. That doesn't make you a better team. True. That's why I ultimately wouldn't trade him. He also makes a good point. Let's say you trade Devers and Bregman opts out after a year. Who's your third baseman? So, like, there's also that problem as well. You wouldn't trade Devers either, correct?
I wouldn't. But you've got to work this out. This is a bad look. I think what's even worse is that so he's telling Jed McCaffrey, he's telling Chris Cotillo, he's telling Rob Bradford down at spring training that he's not going to DH, that he was promised he would be third baseman when he signed his extension. But on top of it, when pressed about if he wants to be traded, he doesn't say no. So that just is like, that's a different degree of bad blood that you're putting out there than just, that's not my position. Here's I don't want to move over.
Here's a good one. And we actually have multiple texts about this. Trade Devers for Vlad. Does that solve the problem?
Yeah.
Bregman's at third. Vlad, I know he only has 1 year left on his deal. You sign him to an extension right away. He apparently reportedly wants to play here.
Vlad's deadline did pass for an extension talk.
What does that mean?
He put in a self-imposed deadline for the Blue Jays.
That's nonsense. Oh, that doesn't mean anything. You know, that's just, players say that all the time. And then you turn around and you go,
Unfortunately, he'll have to break his self-imposed deadline.
Yeah, right. Here's $300 million. Oh, broke my deadline.
It's like me being like, I'm not going to eat after 8 p.m. Oh, no.
Text line, that's a good idea. Devers for Vlad. That's a good idea. That would solve. So I'm not looking to trade Devers, but if something like that drops into my lap, sure, I'd do something like that. Good idea. And on top of this, when it comes to this Red Sox team, I'm more confident than ever Bregman is playing third base. I'm more confident that he will wind up playing third, and Devers is going to have to get on board, or he is going to get shipped out. And something tells me he'd ultimately tuck tail and go to DH. Talking a big game now, but let's see. I'm more confident than ever Bregman will play third. Cora's on Bregman's. You just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Cora's on Bregman's side.
Well, Cora's on the side of being rational. Like, well, he's being logical about it.
But if you thought he was going to be loyal to anybody, don't you think he'd be loyal to Devers?
Yeah, but
a week ago, he's like, Devers
loyal,
is our third baseman.
There's being loyal and there's being flat out wrong.
Well, good.
I don't think Cora wants to sit there and look like he's flat out wrong for the sake of Devers.
Look, Cora would never do anything wrong. I know that. That's not something
no,
he would do.
But you know what I mean? He would look obviously wrong.
Yeah, no, I get it. So look, I'm more confident than ever Bregman is your third baseman, and this is going to get ironed out. But it is ugly in the meantime. And why they're saying Bregman is playing second base isn't because they're actually going to do it. It's to not bruise egos and get people
upset.
Except
for Heim Bloom's.
Well, that's a good point. Except for Heim Bloom. 617-779-7937. I do like this. This is good stuff. This is why when you sign talented players, good stuff happens, Mego. I was saying this on Friday. I'm like, what?
Somebody on the text line said maybe this is what Kennedy meant when he said we're not done.
We're not done.
We got to take care of this Raffy problem.
We signed Bregman. We're actually going to get rid of Rafael Devers. I told you we're not done. Good point. 617-779-7937. That's also
we're
your text line.
We're not done yet.
Now this, I don't want to...
Unfortunately, we're not done yet.
I don't want to read text like this on the air because they're not very nice to Rafael Devers. But it says, Vlad puts up better stats than Rafael Devours. Which is not, it's not a nice nickname. I don't mean to bring that up on the air since it's so not nice to Devers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
In a related story, Frank is in Connecticut. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. You two are terrific together. There's no dead air.
Yeah, that's true.
We really marked that down.
Okay.
Anyway, Red Sox fans since 1946, Devers has got to lose some weight. If you recall last season, Devers was a lot thinner than he is now because he got that demand from Cora. He did lose weight. And as the season progressed, he started to eat and eat and eat, and that is his downfall. If you notice, when he bends down for a ground ball,
yeah,
he has to really bend down with the left hand, and he can barely hit the ground.
Okay.
So, not good, not good.
No.
And on that note, I'll finish off with this. That's all, folks.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
Okay.
In Connecticut?
This is a point that Jones and I can be particularly condescending on, because we're a couple of sticks over here.
Yeah, well, that's true. Oh, I've got my problem areas, though, Michael, so I don't want to...
We're human.
I don't want to...
We're human. We're not a couple of supermodels.
Paint with a broad brush. Since he brought it up, I don't want to bring this up.
No,
since
I would
Frank
never
brought it up,
this.
It is very difficult for Devers to bend over and get all the way to the ground. Did you see any images of Devers at spring training? Any thoughts on those?
I think, look, sometimes a lens can be unkind depending on where the camera is pointed. We've all been the victim of that. You find yourself on the side of a group picture and you go, what the hell is that? That's not me. I wonder if maybe there are just some very curved lenses that are down at spring training because it doesn't look great.
The lens defense hasn't gone well in my experience in Boston with some of these Red Sox players because you'll get that. Pablo Sandoval, lens. Josh Beckett, remember that year where Beckett had his flab hanging out?
That wasn't once.
No, but I remember people saying that at the time. They're like, oh, it's just a bad angle on the camera. So, those are two that come to mind where I remember callers
or
bringing that up.
Or there's, the studio over at Fenway. Sometimes it makes you look busty. It makes you look quite bosomy.
Look, I told
except
you.
Except for me.
I told you, I have my problem areas. And so, no, when it comes to Devers, he didn't look the most fit at spring training, but I would say what else is new? And if you hit, none of us are going to care. But I would also say if you're going to hit, just hit. I don't know why you need to bother with third base. We got a good text on this earlier today. 617-779-7937. It's too far down now.
Is it the one that says Rafael nom 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 Devers?
Frank in Connecticut, you already called. You can stop texting. So, no, it was something like, explain to me why I'm five, why Devers would care about DHing instead of playing third base. I don't really have a great answer for that. I mean, other than he thinks it makes him look bad or it's embarrassing in some way, he's prideful to Cora's point. He's getting his money either way. Like, he has a giant, no pun intended, fat contract, and he's going to get his money either way. So I think he'd put up better numbers just DHing and just focusing on hitting, and it's not going to hurt him financially until he's a free agent 10 years down the line. What's the issue?
Yeah, you're just laying on thick with two C's.
He's
just marking his territory. I think he's third baseman. You hear him here. He says that when he signed the contract, he was promised that. And I think he's probably feeling a little bit of the excitement of Bregman coming in and going, well, I didn't get this when I signed my extension. Everybody was still bitching about Xander being sent out of town. And what, now this guy's taken over everything and he's taken my spot and I'm supposed to just go DH?
Yes. I mean, yeah, the answer is yes. But
the answer is yes.
He has strong feelings about it. You're right. Let's see. Although you can make the point, by the way, John Henry, this is another reason to pay guys in November and not wait until right before spring, where you can soften some of the messaging. You can have a player have some actual time to process moving off their position, not putting in all this work at third base and then maybe getting moved off of it late in spring. or right before spring training, rather. Like, this is another reason where you could have just paid Bregman 3 months ago, and you would have a lot of time to sort all this out. But instead, you waited and dragged it out and waited some more, and then waited some more, and now Devers shows up, and he's still pissed because it's fresh. That's another reason to get this done early. Wally's in Fall River. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, guys? We were in La La Land 3 days ago, and now it seems we're so, well, you know, we're not happy campers with all this.
Yes.
But as far as Rafi goes, he knows, everybody knows he's no Brooks Robinson. He's going to lose weight, but how many years does he have left on his contract, and how much money do the Red Sox owe him?
Okay, give me a second. I'll scramble and look that up, Mego. But, you know, the idea that we were in La La Land, you already thought we were too far there.
I thought so. I thought that that was more reflective of how desperate the fan base and even the media are to have a big signing. And people are saying, you know, this is the biggest signing really since Chris Sale or since David Price, like going back. And for me, I was hoping, okay, they're going to replicate this cycle that they did in 2018 when they were spending World Series money and they were going to build around the young guys that are coming up, because that's the bill of goods that they were selling the fan base for the last 5 years. But it also feels a little bit like so we knew that the Bregman stuff, Jones, was out there since basically they lost out on Juan Soto, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, that was the immediate pivot. They said the priority there, the release that said it's going to be Bregman. Wouldn't this be something that maybe you'd have conversations with Rafael Devers about if this was a real possibility?
Well, again, this is part of the reason to get it done early. You could have conversations, but Devers probably goes... Yeah, but
wouldn't
Devers,
it be like a bit of a sticking point for Devers to say, yeah, I'm not going to DH?
But it's easy for Devers to be like, they're never going to sign this guy anyway. We never sign anybody. Right. So, like, a conversation is different than it's actually happening. And so they probably have had conversations. And all along, Cora's been like, he's our third baseman, and it's more weeks and months of that. And now Devers is pissed, and it's fresh. And so that's not the only reason to get a deal done early. But I don't think the Red Sox really... I mean, they had to ultimately bend the knee to Bregman. The report from Bradford yesterday is they had to include the opt-outs because he wanted them. So how much could you expedite the process by not getting dug in on that? Maybe you don't do it in November. Maybe you gotta break him a little bit by carrying this contract out even into the new year. You say, hey, we get to January. Fine, we'll bend the knee on these opt-outs. Three-year deal. It's $120 million, $40 million per, deferred money, blah, blah, blah. Take it or leave it. And then you get it done then. And there's a chance for people to heal and get over the decision and be more open-minded to it. He's not open-minded to it right now because it's new. To answer Wally's question, I thought this was the first year of Devers' extension. I double-checked it. This is year two. So he has, this is 9 more years, including this one left. He'll be 36 at the end of the deal in 2033. And they owe him a sizable amount of money. Jake's in Quincy. Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. I just want to say it's nice to finally have somebody, a woman out there that actually knows sports. I do want to also say that I'm actually really happy that Cora is going out and speaking on this and going against Ralphie. I mean, it's pretty pathetic for him to, you know, be the absolute bottom of the league in defense. And then also every single year when it comes to hitting, he's injured because of the defense.
So I'm sorry to cut him off. I thought he was done. I agree with that point. That's mm-hmm. another reason why I think there's no, like, nagging injuries that you picked up in the field because maybe you're diving for a ball that you couldn't get to because, I don't know, you're out of shape. And you can just focus on hitting. And I think it would actually improve your offensive
That's
numbers by not playing
the field.
For.
That's what you're getting paid for. You're not getting paid for your defense. Absolutely not. So they're paying you not to play defense anymore and just hit. To me, it seems like a nice deal. I don't know. I like it.
I would like it.
They're like, hey, how about you do less and you just stay a superstar the way Ortiz did?
Some players, they feel like they'd be out of the game. Like, they're not as involved in the game and they're not as locked in. I don't think the numbers back that up in the minimal time at DH that he's had in his career.
And again, nobody's going to pay him more because they say, oh my God, look what he can do at third base. He's not good at third base.
He's not a free agent until he's 36. He's not. I'm telling you right now, he could play third base for the next 5 years. By the time he's 36, that guy won't be playing any position. He will be a DH. By the end of this contract, you're a DH either way, Rafael. So it's just a matter of when you go there and when you don't. But I'll reiterate, I'm more confident than ever Bregman will be at third base. Cora's comments are significant. Let me read these again. I'll start with it's been a while since I've read them, so I'll just read them again because they're kind of breaking in the last hour or so. Devers says he will not go to DH if the Red Sox ask him. He was told he'd be at third base for a long time when he signed his contract extension, and he also didn't shoot down the idea of getting traded. But sticking with that last point, he was told that he'd stay there. Cora was asked about that, And Cora said, different leadership. That was under Heim. He's in St. Louis now.
The name check is so good.
To which Cora said, I'm the captain now. Like, he's like, he won his battle with Heim Bloom, and now he's rubbing Heim Bloom's nose in it. But you're right, the name check gives added effect there.
Yeah, it wasn't even the thing that sometimes guys do is like, oh, this leadership that's no longer here.
Right.
So you want to go talk? You want to go talk to the guy who promised you that? It's Heim Bloom down in St. Louis.
Yeah, you want to go
take a trip.
You want to go cry to Heim? You probably have his number, Raphael. You can go cry to Heim. He's in St. Louis now. Here, we're gonna play the best guys.
And look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
If that's really Cora, if Cora's really speaking the truth, I mean. We're going to make decisions that are best for the team. And that's not lip service and it's not Bill Belichick nonsense. You're actually going to do it? Great. I'm fully on board with it. That also means Devers is your DH and Bregman's at third.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.